Hi, once again, thanks for joining us for this evening's Audio Boot podcast, reviewing today's 4-2 victory over Portadown. Linfield dominated the first half, proceedings after a scrappy first 15 minutes and deservedly took the lead on 23 minutes when former Linfield player Chris Casement, while under pressure from William Murphy, inadvertently headed the ball past his own keeper to make it 1-0, this coming from a Niall Quinn corner. Linfield continued to dominate after that and possibly should have and possibly could have made it 2-0, but unfortunately chances were missed by Brian McCall and Gary Brown respectively, so Linfield were a bit unfortunate only to go in at half time leading 1-0. Portadown were expected to come out in the second half all guns firing, but they didn't. Although they may have had a bit more possession, but they didn't really create many chances. But unfortunately they were let back in the game when Aran Henderson had a rush of blood to the head and decided to punch the ball clear instead of head it after a corner. Something which Ryan has already apologised for on Twitter, even though he didn't have to. Neil McCaffrey stepped up and sent Alan Blaney the wrong way, this coming after 70 minutes. After recent results, some people might have thought that Linfield's heads would have dropped, but Ryan Henderson, wanting to make up for his earlier mistake, took it upon himself to run the show and almost got a goal back straight away, but he seemed just to head over from 7 yards. In fairness, wasn't long after that before Linfield got the second. Another inch perfect cross from Niall Quinn found Winky Murphy, who headed it past the keeper, and again straight away Linfield almost made a 3. This time again Niall Quinn playing more another part in it. Portadown then tried to clear the ball, but it did hit off the referee and ricocheted back to Ryan Henderson, who was 7 yards out with no one near him, and this time he hammered the ball home to make it 3-1. I'm not just saying this, instantly again, Ryan Henderson met a Mark McAllister cross, who headed against the post. The ball then hit Muskelly, the Portadown keeper. It went up, hit the crossbar, before it was cleared for another corner. Niall Quinn played the cross in, and again William Murphy headed it home to make it 4. After that, there was still time for Richard Lackey to head home 3 minutes into injury time, but the team display at times was excellent. I have to single out Winky Murphy for his hat-trick, or non-hat-trick, we'll still have to wait to find that out. And young Niall Quinn, who I'm giving man the match to today, was absolutely exceptional. Linfield now go 6th in the table, and look forward to next Saturday's home game to Cliftonville. Again, thanks for following us on Twitter, but also don't forget to follow the official Linfield Twitter account, at Official Blues, and Linfield Football Club Official on Facebook. I'm Scott Nesbitt, and I'll hopefully be with you next week. Thanks.